Now imagine cresting South Mountain on the old National Pike, sunlight flickering through the trees as you round a bend, and spotting a stone inn perched quietly on the ridge. That's Old South Mountain Inn. It's the kind of place that feels like it's watching you before you even step out of the car. The inn dates all the way back to the 1730s, serving travelers for nearly three centuries. It's welcomed presidents, generals, weary stagecoach riders, and Civil War soldiers. And in the 1800s, it became the home of Madeline Vinter Dahlgren, an accomplished author, translator, and collector of local legends. But Dahlgren isn't just remembered for her writing. Some say she never really left. One enduring story tells of a fire breaking out in the building. A locked door should have kept the smoke hidden, but something or someone unlatched it just in time. An employee caught a whiff, raised the alarm, and saved the inn. A lucky break or a protective spirit making sure her legacy remained intact. And she's not the only one believed to linger. These mountains are full of stories that ripple through the mist. There's Snarly Yowl, a phantom black dog with glowing red eyes and a silent, relentless gait. Some say he can pass through your car like smoke. Others swear they've swerved to avoid him, only to find nothing there. There are strange lights that flicker in the woods, willow of the wisp, or something older, luring hikers away from the path. There's been reports of a woman in white, or sometimes reported as gray or green, who appears before tragedy strikes. Always silent, always watching. And then there's Michael Zittel Jr., the so-called Wizard of South Mountain, who was said to heal the sick with words and symbols. His handwritten spell book? It turned up decades after his death, tucked away in a family chest. Whether he was casting spells or curing colds, the mountains still whisper his name. Sadly, you can't go in the inn anymore. It's closed to the public. But the building still stands there with the tables, and it just looks like it's there, ready for dinner service. And if you pause long enough outside, you might just hear footsteps where no one's walking.